Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so excited to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight, on this morning. We're having our service early this morning, but God is pleased with us seeking him early in the morning. I just give God reverence. I just reverence God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast this morning. We're going to get ready for our doxology. Short devotion, and then we're going to go right into our preaching. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, starting with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I have just read you from Psalms 119, from verse 9 to verse 16. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
God is able. God is able. God is able.
Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace this morning, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed unto you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come now, God, just giving you praise and glory. We just magnify your name this morning. We glorify you, God. You're such an awesome God. We just praise your name. We thank you for how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, God, you called us by name. You shook us, God, and in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, God, and we give you glory this morning. And Father, we just come this morning, God, and asking you right now to look down and have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast, Lord, and bind the strong man, God, from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of our voice and In the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord, and in their families, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless this service, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to take everything out of myself, and God, put your spirit in place of it, God, and in the name of Jesus, just empty me out, God, that I may, you may use me to preach and teach and minister, God, and in the name of Jesus. I don't know nothing of myself, but only you, God, that knows everything. And I ask you right now, God, to bless every ear, God, and bless every heart, God, and bless every mind, God, that's listening on today, God, and in the name of Jesus. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And we just give God praise and glory and honor on today. We magnify his holy name on today. We just thank God for everyone that's on this morning, because I'm having an early service. And I just thank God. And I want to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day that's on our radio broadcast that's listening in on today. We give God praise. And we give them glory for every mother, living or dead. I just thank God. I thank God on today for our mothers. So we're going to get ready to go in our, into our word because of some unforeseen thing that I have to do on today. But that's all right. I'm going to preach this word, and we're going to go ahead and give God all the glory. So I don't have a Mother's Day sermon. I have what God gave me. So God said, will you be willing and obedient to the word of God? Will you be willing or being willing to be obedient to the word of God? So this morning, obedient means to comply or willing to comply with orders or requests. Be submissive. That's what obedient means. But what about to the will of God? Will we be obedient to the will of God? Will we be obedient to the will of God? 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Ephesians 3 and 20, and if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. We have confidence that we have the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, according to God's will, if we have the confidence, and what I'm saying is, he said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. Whatever it is, you can ask me. And I would do it for you. That's what he said. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should, you can ask what you will. If we in Jesus, if we live, move, and have our being in Jesus, and his word abide in us, that means if we study every day, if we hide that word down in our heart every day, that we can ask whatever it is, whatever it is, we can ask, and he'll do it for us. I thank God today that I don't have to worry if I desire something that he, and it's in my heart. His word is in me, and I'm in him. He already know what I want, so he gonna do it for me. I just thank God today. I thank God for his will for my life. I thank God for his will for your life. And I thank God on today that the will of God is what we need to be seeking for our lives on today. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I'm telling you that we need to be seeking the will of God for our lives on today. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. Over in the Isaiah 1 and 19, we got to be willing to do what God wants us to do. But we got to know what it is first. We got to know. We got to know what God will is for our life. Because if we do the will of the Father, which is in heaven, God's going to bless you with whatever you ask for. Because we live and move and have our being in him. And we have confidence in the Lord Jesus. We have confidence in him. You know, he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Holy Spirit, because he maketh intercession according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So he already knows. He making intercession according to the will of God. That's over in Romans 8 and 28. He already know our heart. He look at our heart. And that's why a lot of times I say I don't say anything. I just be saying to myself, I wish I had this, or man, I'm going to get this, or I want that. And for I know it, it's right here. It's here. And I'm telling you, if you abide in the Lord, if we obedient, if we are willing and obedient to God, I'm telling you, we can ask what we will, but we got to be obedient to his will. We got to keep the commandments. Oh, we can't keep those commandments. They're too strict. That is a lie. We can keep every one of those commandments, every one of them we can keep. It's only 10 and 2. We can keep them every day. All we have to do is do it. If we can keep his commandments, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's not hard. We just got to do it. We got to do it. I'm telling you, I don't know about sinners, but I know when he called us to come to him, John 9:31 say, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth them. Now I know I was a sinner and I was saved by grace. I still sin every day. So I know on myself, for myself, that God saved us. And when he saved us, we were sinners. And he saved us by his grace, by his goodness, by his unmerited favor, something that we didn't deserve, but he still did it. And I thank God for his will for our life, because you know God have a purpose and a plan and a will for our life. And I'm so grateful today that if we just be obedient and be willing to do the things that God called us to do, that he's just going to bless us. He's going to bless us and put his word down on the inside of us. I thank God for that. I thank it. So what are the wills of God? The predestined, sovereign decree will of God. The preceptive or command will of God. The direct will of God. The descendant will of God. The permissive will of God. God is a great God. He's a great God. But his will, we must do. Ain't no other way to get to God. We got to do his will. You know, I thank God that Jesus was willing the way we got to be willing. He said, if you're willing and obedient, we going to eat the fruit of the land. That means blessing on blessing on blessing. Just do what God called you to do. Just keep his command. Do it. Don't say I'm trying and all this. Just do it. Just do it. Because if we
like I keep on sounding like a broken record, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask anything from God, long as it's in his will, and he'll do it for us. And you know God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he gonna do it. I believe him. And it don't take God all day to do anything. God's gonna do what he say he gonna do. Won't hold no good thing from us. We his children, and he love us. And I know he loves us. So he's not gonna hold nothing back from us. If he said what he gonna do, he gonna do it. And I believe what he say. He won't hold nothing back from us. He's going to hasten every word that he said to perform it. And he magnifies that covenant will he never break with, nor to the things that's gone out of his lips, because he's not a man that he should lie. He's not a respecter of persons either. If he do it for you, he's going to do it for me. And I thank God on today. And I know for myself that if we stay in the will of God, and if we seek his will for our lives, and we stay in his will, if we abide in him and his word stay in us, we can ask whatever it is. God's going to do it for us. And I give God praise on today. Not my will, but his will be done. Not other folks' will, but God's will be done in our life. Now, don't you know when he got and ordered and requested his only begotten son to come down and wrap himself in human flesh and take on our sins, what that was? It was the will of God for Jesus' life. And I thank him today. I thank Jesus for being him, dying for me. He stood in my stead. What I was supposed to have gotten, Jesus took upon himself. I thank God for dying for my sins. I thank Jesus for dying for us. His will. It was the Father's will that Jesus died. And I'm telling you right now, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. I thank God today that he used Jesus to die for my sins. I thank him today. I thank God today. And I thank God that he put his soul, his spirit in me. I thank God on today. I'm telling you, we are nothing without Jesus. And if we're not obedient and willing to do the will of God, we may as well go somewhere. Because I'm telling you, only those that seek God and seek him early go see the door of Jesus. Doors going to fly open. And he's going to rake open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, not just money, but blessings, healings, deliverance, and being set free. God's going to do this for us because it's the will of the Father for our life. I thank God on today. Like I said, I don't have a Mother's Day sermon for you, but I have what God gave me. And are we willing to be obedient to the will of God? I'm telling you right now, we got to do it. We don't have options. God don't give us an option to this. The other option is hell. Holiness or hell. If you're not holy, you're going to hell. That's all I got to say. I'm going to tell you the truth. Ain't no substitutes. Ain't none of that playing stuff. We got to be obedient and willing to the Father. Be willing to be in God's will. I don't know if you know what it means to be in the will of God, but it means to be submissive, complying to what he say, keeping his commandments, doing all the requests that he requests you, every assignment that he give you. I'm telling you, you got to be obedient to do the will of the Father in the name of Jesus. And I know today that I'm willing, and if he give me strength, and I know he will. If he give me strength, I'm going to do whatever God tell me to. And I thank God on today. I thank him for every breath in my body. I love Jesus. I love him. I don't care what nobody say. I love him because he first loved me, and he first loved you. And I'm willing to do whatever God tell me to. I thank God today. Sometimes we don't have a choice. We have to be willing. We have to do it. Whether we willing or not, I thank God. I thank God. Not my will, but let thy will be done. God said in Philippians 2 and 13, for it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. God wants us to do his will and to do his good pleasure. I thank God for his will. Thank God for his will for your life. Thank God you didn't have to have no will for your life. Thank God for the will that he give you for your life and his good pleasure. I'm here for his pleasure. I'm here to please God. You're here to please God. I don't worry about me, but I try to always please God. I want to please him in everything that I do and say. And I give God glory today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I don't know what else I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know if I wasn't in God's will, what would come of me. I don't know, because I need Jesus. Every minute, every second, every hour of the day, we all need it. And we have to be thankful for the will, for our life, for God's will, for our life, because we living and moving and having our being in him, in his will. And I thank God today. We all, Lord, thank him and praise God for being in his will, because when you in his will, you can ask anything. And he'll do it for you. If you have that word down in you, that word down in you, that love down in you, the Spirit of God down in you, you can ask anything that you will, and Jesus will do it for you. I'm a living witness. He'll do it for you. He'll keep it for you. And I thank God on today. God is a great God. He's a good God. I thank God. Sometimes God will reveal his will, unchangeable will, his eternal will. I thank God for that. I thank him, and we have to accept it, receive it, benefit from it, because he ain't nothing but a benefit to our life. I thank him, because when you don't have God, you ain't got nothing. When you ain't in Christ, you are nothing. You don't have nothing. But when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, honey, you got everything. Oh, it might not seem like it, because the devil going to attack on every hand. But you know that if you keep your hand in God's hand, you got everything that you need. You don't need nothing else but the Lord. When I tell you you don't, you don't have to have nothing but Jesus. Not nothing but Jesus, and he'll know. God is enough to do everything in our life that we need to do. So I'm telling you today, and I'm asking you, will you be willing, obedient, to obey the will of God, the will of God for your life? You got to do it. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but if it's God's will, you do what God tells you to do. If it's his will for your life, and there's no good thing that God would withhold from us. Not nothing that he'll hold back from us, his children. So I just want to encourage you today. I just want to encourage you today. I just want to encourage you today to be obedient to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I thank God, the word of God for the people of God. God bless you all, and God love you. We're going to close out now. Father, we just thank you for your word, God. We thank you today for your will for our lives, God. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, let them know what your will is for their life, God. Let them be obedient and be willing to do your will, whatever it is, for their lives, God. Lord, I thank you for each one of them. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and their family and encamp angels all around about to protect them. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a blessed day. And again, happy Mother's Day to each mother. God bless you. I love you. You all have a be blessed and have a good day.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Mother's
Amen.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.